So then the Steelers, they sign a guy yesterday, Calvin Anderson. Have you done any reading on this dude?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay. So he's a tackle.
Yep.
They need tackles. And he has started 14 games in the NFL. He's played in about 40, 50 games in the NFL. So this is a guy with experience. Last season was on the non-football IL because he got malaria doing philanthropic work in Nigeria.
Oh, wow.
So you want to talk about someone who gives their time for the well-being of other people, winds up getting malaria, almost dies, has to miss a bunch of the season for that, then was placed on IR. Again, everything coming full circle. He suffered a heart contusion in practice with the New England Patriots. So he goes on IR. So last season, probably not the favorite of his life. But Anderson can solve a Rubik's Cube behind his back or blindfolded. His rookie season was named a brand ambassador for Rubik's Cube. He is a mathematical economic analysis major, was at Rice University. And at one point, Anderson made a PowerPoint presentation for his parents to get them to invest in Nintendo prior to the revolutionary creation of Pokemon Go.
Smart guy.
And, well, again, you want more?
Yes.
I got more.
Yes.
During the 2022 offseason, Anderson enrolled in and completed a graduate course at Harvard Business School. Ever heard of it?
Wow.
Also in a long-term relationship with Dutch-Nigerian model who is also a lawyer and real estate mogul. So
this is a serious guy.
A very serious guy. Don't think he needs football, but excited to have him around. We haven't had a genius up in that locker room since Josh Dobbs.
Yes.
A rocket scientist.
Since Antonio Brown.
Ronald.
Expert-tizzle-ism.
That's one of the all-time... I got to find a way to tell this story on the air. I got two Antonio Brown stories, one safe for air, one not. So the Steelers, a couple years ago during the Killer Bees era, they had this on the scoreboard at Heinz Field, like a PSA for fire safety. So the Steelers would wear a fireman's helmet and they would get up on the big screen and they would say things about fire safety and how important volunteer fire departments are, which we know all about with the five alarm marathon we did this year. Well, all the Steelers have to come into the TV studio and read off a teleprompter. Took Antonio Brown like 40 takes. So AB's sitting there and he'd go through the whole thing. And finally at the end on the teleprompter, it said italicized with stars on either side of it, tap the helmet. At the end, fire safety, you smack your helmet, right? Antonio finally, he does a clean read, goes all the way through, nails the thing, and instead of tapping his helmet, he goes, tap the helmet.
Tap the helmet.
Like Ron Burgundy, tap the helmet. The other one I can't tell you on the air. I'll have to tell you off the air.
All right.
I'll tell you off the air.